بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with veterans from the Sacred Defense and the Resistance field. The meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on September 20, 2023, inaugurating Sacred Defense Week. The region on the border of the southern part of the Persian Gulf was the place where trucks and heavy vehicles were constantly bringing equipment to Iraq. So everyone helped Saddam, everyone. The aggressors were these. But what about us? We didn't have anyone to support us. Even the provisions and weapons that we were prepared to purchase were not given to us except on rare occasions. There were a few minor cases where we were able to buy and import a product from a place by paying more money than was conventional and usual with great difficulty and with much effort. But this had absolutely no effect on the inequality in the war, nor was this able to reduce this inequality by even a bit. No, that is not how it was. So, in a battle like this and in such a confrontation, the Iranian nation was able to stand on the heights of victory and demonstrate its magnificence to the world. This is greatness.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The third aspect, which is about who were the defenders, is also an exceptional matter. Well, there was the army, there was the IRGC, and the besieged forces were present in the form of IRGC units. These are more or less similar to what we see in the world today. In other words, their appearance was similar to present-day armed units. But they weren't just that. They weren't that. Yes, the appearance of those who were defending, the appearance of the army, and the appearance of the IRGC seemed to be similar to the conventional settings we see around the world, but they were something else internally. Internally, they were not at all similar to the world's military campaigns. First of all, the commander of this collection, the magnanimous Imam Khomeini, was a divine man. He was a unique, divine person who, along with his knowledge, thought, experience, and maturity in various areas, possessed a clear soul and spiritual purity. Therefore, his words were influential.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.